If we don't reclaim ourselves, it's very hard to step into leadership positions as ourselves. It's very hard to create businesses that align with ourselves. It's hard to navigate relationships. In so many ways, this idea of reclaiming ourselves is the core of our problems, is the core of our struggles. And it is the solution to really changing everything about our life. I'm Sonia Statman, and you're listening to The Feminine Lens. Over the last 20 years, I've had the honor to work with thousands of women around the globe in self-development, in leadership, and in business. Being in the trenches with women has taught me that we have to stop seeing ourselves and the world through the patriarchal lens. I've spent my life helping women look through a new lens, a feminine lens, a lens that honors our innate worth and wisdom, a lens that empowers us with more wealth and freedom. The Feminine Lens is designed to challenge you. It will change what you think and what you know, but it will help you reclaim yourself. And that is the way we change the world. Ready? Let's do this. Hey everyone, and welcome back to episode 2. I'm so excited to be here with you today, and I thought I would do a solo episode. I wanted to talk about a topic that is really close to my heart, and it is so foundational for the way that I think the world needs to shift. It's foundational in the programs that I teach, and I think it's going to be very foundational to everything that we're going to talk about on this podcast. I want to talk about the need for women to reclaim ourselves. In so many ways, we have lost ourselves, our natural flow, our innate nature, our strengths, and there's so many ways that we need to really take back our power and reclaim who we are. So I thought I would just kind of share with you a very quick perspective on what it means to reclaim ourselves. And as always, I really like to start with, you know, definitions, because so often we take for granted words that we use all the time. And so I wanted to talk about the definition to reclaim, right? Which has some kind of two parts I want to talk about. One is to regain possession of. So it's about regaining possession of ourselves. And the other one is to restore to a previous natural state. So both of these are really important pieces to talk about when we're looking at reclaiming ourselves. And a great person, you know, in terms of another resource and someone who I really love her perspective is Glennon Doyle. If you haven't read Untamed yet, or you haven't watched any of the little videos that she has, there's some really great ones. And, you know, she has a little excerpt in her book Untamed that talks about what untamed means, why she's even talking about that and framing it that way. And it's about, you know, going to a zoo and seeing a cheetah that has been very domesticated, right? That has been taught to act like a dog. And I love one of the things she puts in her book, which she basically says, "You're a goddamn cheetah," right? And this is how I feel about women. We have been tamed. We have been taught to act in certain ways. We have been taught to operate outside of our natural state, our natural alignment, our natural energy. We have been told we're dogs. We have been taught that we are something else. We're, you know, more like men, that we are masculine, that we can fit into the patriarchy in the way that they have defined us. But really, we're a goddamn cheetah. Like, we're amazing. We're wild creatures. We have amazing power and amazing gifts and amazing strengths. And we have to reclaim those. So if you haven't read that book or watched any of the videos she has, I'll make sure to have some of the links in the show notes, because it's just really good. She's got this little video that is like a cartoon or an illustration that talks about this idea that we're a cheetah, right? And her story about that. I think it's really powerful. So check that out in the show notes. But I want to really bring us back to that idea that it is so important for us to reclaim our natural state, who we are, and the power that we possess. And so I guess, you know, we can kind of look and ask the question, why don't we have possession of ourselves, right? I think a lot of people have kind of moved through our life and thought they had possession of themselves and, you know, had this illusion that we have possession of ourselves. But why don't we have possession of ourselves? Well, the patriarchy, right? The very masculine white supremacist patriarchy has really taught women their place in the world. They've taught us how much to value ourselves. They taught us what we're worth, right? You know, if we're in the kitchen, if we're moms, if we're handling everything, if we're juggling everything, if we are accomplishing what they say that we should. In all these ways, we have been taught to be something other than ourselves, right? As a woman, how often are you striving to be more? How often are you striving to improve your weaknesses? How often are you striving to accomplish, to achieve, to define yourself in words like success that have been written by the patriarchy, right? So these are just some of the reasons why we've kind of lost position of ourselves. I mean, I know for myself and the fact that, you know, I've worked with women for the last 20 years and I've done a lot of deep work with women, a lot of coaching, a lot of one-on-one time, you know, as well as groups and events. And over that time period, over the thousands of women that I've worked with, I've really came to understand our psychology and what we think and what we do. And in so many ways, we haven't even stopped to question who we are. We're on that train of just trying to accomplish something else, just trying to be what the world wants, trying to get validation from outside of ourselves. And very rarely have we really sat down and said, is this who I even want to be? Is this what I even want? I mean, it's really interesting. So you take something like desire, which is one of the things I really kind of focus on in my program and work with people on. What do you want? Right? And it's interesting because so often when I'm working with someone individually and I ask them what they want, they tell me a bunch of kind of regurgitated ideas, right? They tell me concepts. They tell me what their partner wants. They tell me what their parents wanted. They tell me what society says they should want. It's a lot of shoulds and not a lot of real in-depth contemplation about what they actually want. In fact, I've had so many women tell me, I don't honestly know. I've never really ask myself what I want. I've asked myself what my kids want, what my husband wants, what my parents want, what my boss wants, what, you know, my clients want. But I haven't really sat down and looked at what do I want, right? This is just another way and another place that we need to reclaim ourselves. We need to reclaim our desires. So there are so many ways in which we've lost possession of ourselves, and it's because of the media, what we're constantly bombarded with in social media, what people have told us to be. You know, I mean, look at even the way in which we frame ourselves, right? Frame yourself for your business, frame yourself for your leadership role, frame yourself for your friends. Like, how often are you totally real, right? Really who you are, really the core of what matters to you. So often we're changing ourselves, right? We're changing ourselves for someone else, for something else, to get validation, to get approval. And every time we do that, we lose possession of ourselves. So this is why this idea of reclaiming ourselves is so powerful. I've made this the foundation for my coaching program because it's imperative. If we don't reclaim ourselves, it's very hard to step into leadership positions as ourselves. It's very hard to create businesses that align with ourselves. It's hard to navigate relationships. In so many ways, this idea of reclaiming ourselves is the core of our problems, is the core of our struggles, and it is the solution to really changing everything about our life, right? And really getting to what we want. I mean, you might not want to change everything about your life, but those areas where you're constantly trying to improve, where you're constantly trying to change, a lot of times it's those areas that we need to reclaim ourselves. So I want to kind of look at, you know, how does this idea, like how does it flow through our lives, right? You know, we've given up little chunks of ourselves over the years. And so you can, as I go through kind of this list of areas where we've given up chunks of ourselves, you can just kind of contemplate and look, have you given up a part of yourself in these areas? So we've given up our voice, right? How often do women remain silent, right? Silent in the boardroom, silent with their clients, silent with their partners, right? So often we have not reclaimed our voice. We've lost our voice. We've given up our voice. How about our worth? How about our confidence in ourselves? How about the belief in ourselves? How about our wisdom? How often do we let indoctrination, somebody else's viewpoint, someone else's proof actually take away what we know to be true? What is our innate wisdom? Our viewpoints, our feelings, our natural flow. How often are you really operating in your natural flow? Now, this is a question you have to actually consider, because when I first asked this with clients, when I first asked this with the people that I've, you know, been around, I've been very entrenched in women's issues for a long time. Oftentimes, the first thing that people will say is, yeah, I'm totally operating in my natural flow. And I'm like, okay, cool. Let's dig into that a little bit. Let's unpack that a little bit. You know, how often are you exhausted? Because oftentimes, if you're living in a lot of exhaustion, if you're living in exhaustion in your business, in your home life, in your work life, oftentimes it's because you're operating out of your natural flow. So you have to really look and say, is that really your natural flow? If you were to take away social media, if you were to take away what your boss wants you to do, what your family's constantly pulling you towards, if you were just to operate in your personal natural flow, what would that look like? Right? It's really important to contemplate that. So, you know, what else have we kind of like given up little chunks of ourselves for, right? We've lost our sovereignty, our wealth, our power, our ability to rule ourselves. We still have very few women in power, very few women in corporate, very few women at high levels that are ruling what's happening in our world, right? We aren't ruling. Like, we're still at that bottom of the pile, 2% to 25%, depending on what you're looking at. And so because of that, we really have to realize that we've lost some of our sovereignty, some of our power, and some of the ability to rule ourselves. So these are all things we have to reclaim. And where we start really is reclaiming ourselves, right? Reclaiming our own worth, reclaiming the parts of ourselves that we lost. That's the really, really important piece. So the other thing I wanted to just briefly talk about is that other side to the definition, which is restoring to a previous natural state. So one of the things that I teach and really believe is that growth is a removal process. See, so often self-development, business development, leadership development, it really talks about growth as an add-on process, right? You have to keep being more, doing more, adding another hack to your life, adding another strategy to your life, all these tips. It's all about adding on. It's all about becoming more and being more and doing more. And I actually think that growth is a removal process. What we need to do is remove what's no longer aligned with us, remove what identities we have stepped into in order to be what someone else wants, remove everything that is not natural to us, that is not aligned with our strength, that is not who we are, and is not what we want, right? So often we're doing and being things that we don't even really want. So it's so interesting, because I guess what I believe is that when we're born, we have like these natural innate strengths, right? This natural wisdom, these natural leanings, you know, from the day we're born, we have a natural flow. And you can see this if you've had kids, right? I've had, you know, two children physically, and I have a stepchild as well. And in those two children, they're drastically different in who they are, you know, innately. From the day they were born, they were different in nature, right? So they had all of this leanings towards certain things. One is an extreme introvert, one is an extreme extrovert. I can watch the way they're so different, even though they've been nurtured in the same way, in many different, you know, of the same ways. Their nature is so different. And so what's really interesting is when we're born with a certain nature, if we can really follow that, if we can really build on that, rather than take away from that, we are going to be able to access our full potential. We're going to be stepping into who we really are. We're going to be accessing our full power. But that's not what happens to most of us. In so many ways, we're indoctrinated from a very young child that who we are is not good enough. Right? Like, that's the core that so many of us are facing, is we are not good enough just as we are. Maybe we were too feminine. Maybe we were too weak. Maybe we were too, you know, much. Maybe we're too loud, too talkative, right? There's all these ways in which we've been shut down, in which we've been told that who we are innately is not good enough. Now, imagine a world in which we just supported every person born on this earth to just be more of their innate self, right? To just really step into their innate strengths, their gifts, their unique wisdom, right? That would be a really different world indeed, but that's not where we are. So instead, what's happened is, in so many ways, from birth, we're taught that we aren't good enough, so we have to add things on. We have to be stronger. That's an add-on. We have to be more assertive if you're really introverted, or you have to be less assertive if you're too extroverted. So in all these ways, we've been taught that we have to keep adding these layers and these layers of what we need to do and what we need to be. And over time, we get really far away from ourselves. We get far away from our natural flow, our natural energy. Many of us don't even know what that looks like anymore. I've done personally a lot of work in this area, you know, especially in my business and my leadership and who I am and how I operate. And I realized that so much of who I was lost. So much of who I innately was discredited. And so I spent so much of my life trying to achieve something that is not who I really am. It's not even things I even value or care about. So I spent a lot of time in this removal process, removing layers of pain and layers of trauma and layers of adding on to who I actually am and layers of deception and illusion about who I am. And it's been a super powerful journey. And not only have I done this with myself, I have, you know, helped many, many women do it as well. And what you start to see is the shininess of someone, the energy and the motivation and momentum in someone when they remove all those things that are misaligned with who they actually are, right? That is how they create movements. That is how they create businesses that have impact. That is how they step into leadership roles. It isn't by, you know, learning to be something else. It's actually by learning to be more of themselves. So this is a really powerful process, and I'm sure we'll talk about this a lot over the coming months in The Feminine Lens. I've definitely approached this a lot in my previous podcast called Women in the Business Arena. This is a really important part of what I teach and what I think the world needs to learn and understand. It is time now for us to reclaim ourselves. It is time for us to value our innate uniqueness, our worth, and who we really, really are. And, you know, I hope you will join me in this journey for, you know, the next, who knows how long. I did my last podcast for 4 years, so we'll see how long this one lasts. But, you know, this is going to be a piece that we talk about a lot because it's really, really important. And I want to leave you just with this, you know, question and this thought of, you know, how can you begin to reclaim yourself now? What's one thing that you could take back? What's one thing that you could restore to a previous natural state? So I hope this has been a good little solo podcast episode for you, and I look forward to getting to know you and connecting with you more in the future. So have a great day, and I will see you next week. Thanks so much for listening to The Feminine Lens. If you're a woman in business and tired of trying to operate through the traditional patriarchal lens, check out my group program. You get the chance to apply these podcast topics to your life and business. You'll find coaching, support, and new perspectives on how to grow your business with more alignment and freedom. You'll be surrounded by amazing women and transform the way you feel about your value, your voice, and the gift you are bringing to the world. Just head over to SonjaStatman.com. All right, see you next week.